DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Lucia Walton in Bonn. Israel's ambassadors in London and Paris have been formally called in by their respective foreign ministries to explain their country's latest plans for the West Bank. Other EU states and UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon have also criticized Israel's proposed settlement expansion with plans for 3,000 new homes. Both France and Britain have condemned the move, saying it risks international confidence in Israel's ability to make peace with Palestine. Tel Aviv authorized the construction project after Palestine was granted non-member observer status at the United Nations last week. Deutsche Welle correspondent Tanya Kramer is in Jerusalem.
There seems to be a lot of anger or impatience even at this Israeli decision, given the fact that, you know, some EU countries gave some support to Israel during the Gaza offensive. Now, if you look to the Israeli point of view, some sources here say that, you know, we've told the Europeans long time ago that we think that this Palestinian move is a unilateral move and that there will be some serious implications afterwards.
Germany has also criticized the settlement expansion. The United Nations has announced that it's pulling all non-essential staff out of Syria because of the security situation. The UN also said on Monday that it's restricting remaining staff to Damascus and that all field trips outside the capital have been put on hold. Up to a quarter of the 100 people still working in Syria could leave this week. Meanwhile, Russia's President Vladimir Putin has discussed the Syria crisis with the Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan. They held the talks in Istanbul and once again agreed to differ over their strategies on Syria's future. The meeting was arranged to ensure that their opposing views on Syria wouldn't affect their trade and energy relationship. Russia is one of Syria's closest allies. However, Turkey backs the opposition and has called for international action against President Bashar Assad. Deutsche Welle correspondent Dorian Jones is in Istanbul following events.
The Russian President Vladimir Putin did appear to put some distance between himself and Damascus, saying that we are not protectors of the Damascus regime, we're not their lawyers. And he then went on to say that Moscow and Ankara share similar views about the situation in Syria at the moment, but crucially said that there are differences about what they see the future should be for Syria.
And staying with Syria now, a British watchdog says that Syria's foreign ministry spokesman, Jihad Makdisi, has resigned. He's known for being a supporter of President Bashar Assad's regime. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said on Monday that Makdisi was being put under pressure by people inside the presidential palace to resign. The observatory also said that he flew out of Beirut International Airport to London. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Egypt's judiciary has announced it will oversee a referendum on the country's draft constitution. The Supreme Judicial Council made the announcement a day after judges said they would boycott the referendum. Meanwhile, further protests for and against President Mohamed Morsi were held in Cairo over the weekend. Greece has announced that it plans to buy back some of its old bonds in an effort to reduce its huge debt load. Athens wants to buy back 10 billion euros worth of its own bonds, and prices have been set above market value. Deutsche Welle correspondent Konrad Pohl is at the Frankfurt Stock Exchange.
The offer that the Greek government is making to private investors here is much better. The price is significantly higher than the price of these bonds in the last few days and weeks. Of course, we don't know who exactly these investors are. So, well, we have to wait until the end of the week until we really know.
The Pope has joined the microblog website Twitter. On Monday, Benedict XVI opened an English language account, which has already attracted more than 92,000 followers. This number is expected to skyrocket after the German-born Pope actually tweets something. He has yet to make a comment. For more news and information, visit our website dw.de. Lucia Walton, Deutsche Welle News.